From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Governor Gary Herbert announced today that he signed the tax reform bill passed in a special session last week. He also defended the package as opponents prepare to mount a referendum. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
At his monthly PBS Utah News conference today, Herbert spent about 20 minutes defending the tax reform bill against criticisms that it was only a tax cut for the rich, that it'll hurt the poor, that the process was rushed, and that it cuts school funding without proposing a new solution. Still, the governor admitted the bill isn't perfect.
That's not where I would like it to be, but it's at least going down the right road in the right direction. And that opens the door for continued discussion over the next few years down the road and see if we can, in fact, do more to broaden the base and lower the rate. If we do that, everybody benefits.
The bill raised sales taxes on food, gas, and services while lowering the state income tax rate. It also expanded tax credits for low and middle income families, which Herbert touted, saying the benefits will outweigh increased grocery expenses. Meanwhile, opponents are organizing a referendum to put the tax reform bill before voters. They need to collect more than 115,000 signatures from across the state by the end of January to get it on the ballot. A second referendum against the bill was rejected by the state elections office because a few of its five sponsors are not active voters. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
The University of Utah has announced Marlon Lynch will be its first ever chief safety officer. The school created the position after heavy criticism of its handling of student Lauren McCluskey's murder. McCluskey was killed by an ex-boyfriend on campus after reporting him to campus police several times. Lynch says he wants to work to build trust in the university's safety operations, and that starts by involving students.
In my undergraduate years, I worked as a resident assistant. I also worked in the Office of Student Affairs. And so I know the lifeblood and lifeline of a campus begins and ends with its students. And if there's not trust there, it makes the job extremely difficult.
Lynch comes to the U from New York University, where he was Senior Vice President for Campus Services and Safety. A Utah man has been convicted of illegally importing and selling devices to convert semi-automatic handguns into fully automatic weapons. Gary Hill was accused of importing from China and selling conversion devices for Glock handguns in Utah without having paid a special occupation tax or registering, as required by law. Hill is a former investment banker and was caught after he sold multiple devices to three undercover agents in early 2017. He faces up to 10 years in federal prison. Salt Lake City International Airport is encouraging travelers to use new apps to help the busy holiday travel season go a little smoother. Live Shuttle Tracker lets people see the locations of the parking lot shuttles. And the Salt Lake City Airport app gives news, flight information, and security wait times. The airport also reminds people to check the weather, their flight status, and get to the airport well ahead of time. This Saturday, the 21st, and next Thursday, the 26th, are supposed to be the busiest travel days. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.